What a wonderful day we celebrate today. For today is the feast of a very unique woman. Of course, the first reading from Ecclesiasticus mentions a very unique woman. It is a reading which all women should emulate and should try to fulfill in their own lives. Of course, times are different and not too many people use the spindle or so many things. Though it would not be a bad idea considering what's coming up. But nevertheless, the woman that is described there is strong and very eager to do good to her family, to her husband and to her children, and in this case to her servants. Because it is one of the things about the nobility that we were taught is that the nobility has the responsibility to take care of those who are under them. The nobility is not to in any way despoil or hurt or abuse those whom they have been called to support and help, especially in the salvation of their souls. And of course, this applies mostly in this day and age to our children, but other people, even today, I know my mother had people who served under them. And she did everything she could to make sure that their lives were better, their families were better, and that they were good Catholics, which sometimes worked and sometimes did not work. But that is very important. And then, of course, the gospel also tells of a very fine and wonderful woman who is the fine pearl, the great pearl, that's the greatest and most beautiful and most lustrous among all the pearls. And so a merchant who looks for fine pearls and does commerce in that particular area, when he finds the one that is sought out after all the other merchants, he goes and sells all the pearls that he has, perhaps hundreds of them or thousands of them. And then with a great amount of money, he goes and buys the best pearl of all. And so too is that which we celebrate today. Of all women in the history of mankind, the second greatest woman is St. Anne. So great indeed that the Lord chose her. And of course, he prepared her by suffering. She and her husband, St. Joachim, whose feast is on another day in this rite, but who is also of tremendous import, and of course, in his case, he is of the Levite clan, necessary for Christ, because Christ is the high priest. The Levites are the priests of Israel. But he chose St. Anne, and when they were old, after they had been suffering a ridicule of not having any children, then our Lord says, well, here it is. You make fun of my chosen ones, go right ahead. Now they will triumph in this suffering that they have undergone for so long. According to the revelations that were made to St. Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich and Venerable Maria of Agreda, St. Joachim was a Levite who was on a retreat in an oasis, and at the same time, simultaneously, the Archangel Gabriel appeared to both him and St. Anne and told them, well, you have no children, but God has reserved for you a great privilege, and you will receive a secret now that you're not to tell anyone, not even your spouse, until God tells you to. You shall conceive and bear a child, and she shall be the mother of God, of the Messiah, the one awaited by all the ages since the time of Adam and Eve. And so they rejoiced that they were to be the parents and the grandparents of the Savior, of the Messiah. What greater gift is that from God? None of us would be worthy of it whatsoever, no matter how holy we are. And so today, St. Anne is the greatest pearl, and from her and her husband, St. Joachim, through the holy sacrament of matrimony and the holy intercourse which comes with that sacrament, were able to conceive in her womb the most holy, the Immaculate Conception, who was to be the mother of God, the mother of the Messiah, the mother of the Church, the mother of us all. So what a wonderful day we celebrate today. And of course, our minds go to our recent pilgrimage in the last 10 years. I don't remember when. The years just go by and by and by, and who knows, you know. When you're 29, it doesn't matter. So just a few years ago, Brother Aaron and I went on a pilgrimage to the holy shrines of Canada. And among the places that we visited for several days was the sanctuary, the Basilica of St. Anne de Beaupré. And of course, I was telling the legionaries this morning about the great relic that is there to be found. When he became Pope, St. John the 23rd found out that the Basilica of St. Anne de Beaupré in Canada, in Quebec, had no relic of St. Anne. And he knew that there was a relic of St. Anne in the Vatican. So he commanded the nuns, the Augustinians, from whom I also have gotten some of my relics, and they take care of the relics for the Pope. There was another man that was commissioned by St. John the 23rd, but he has since died. But the nuns continue, thank God. And he gave the relic of St. Anne that he had, which was an arm of St. Anne, a bone. And he commanded that it be cut in half and one half be given to St. Anne de Beaupré. So the nun, you know, of course, this was the 1960s already, and the faith of many in the church, including even nuns and priests, was waning. And so this nun laughed to herself, like Sarai laughed when the angels came and told Abraham that he was going to have a child in a year. The same story in a different time. And so, with disbelief, she laughed and she said, "I don't know how the Holy Father expects me to do this. I will do the best I can. But the minute I touch this bone, it's going to disintegrate into dust." And so she laughed, "Oh, this is never going to happen." Well, she was very surprised, as so many others were too. She was able to slice the bone in half, and then one half was retained in the original reliquary, which must be magnificent. I've never seen it. And the other half was put in a magnificent reliquary, which is now and was sent by St. John the 23rd to the Basilica of St. Anne de Beaupré in Quebec. And so that is the relic which millions of the faithful visit every year and from where many, many, many miracles have taken place. So I send you to her, even if not physically, spiritually, but perhaps someday you can visit her and all the other wonderful sanctuaries of Canada before they disappear under the horrendous government that is in that country and in the church in that country. And so go there, and when you go, remember what I said, and remember to pray for me. And on this day, we have two birthdays that are very important. One is a friend of mine that I have known for 29 years, and I don't ask and I don't tell, Mary Penny Gorecki, who is here with her husband. And then the other one of our parishioners, Michelle Sutton, whom I kidded around with before Mass, telling her that she made the big five when she's not anywhere near that. Maybe the big three. But anyway, today they celebrate their birthdays, and we rejoice with them, and we thank God for them, because both of them, in their own way, are very much the women of the Old Testament reading from Ecclesiasticus that we have heard. And of course, all of us can be better, so you can be better too. So it's not too late. God has given you many, many more years to serve him and your family and the Holy Church. May God bless you and your families now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.